Friends, last Sunday we heard the parable of the sower and we asked a very personal question. What is happening in my heart today? You might have looked at it differently. Traditionally, I preach on this differently. Remember my last year's sermon, what kind of soil you are. But more or less, both the questions are the same. What's happening in my heart today? We look inward last week. But today, Jesus takes us by the hand, lifts our eyes and makes us look outward. The question is no longer just about the soil of our individual hearts. Now, it is about the entire field. Because if you have walked with Jesus for more than a few days, you have likely discovered that the Christian life is beautifully, agonizingly complicated. I touch on this when I preached here last time. We want things to be simple. We want a clean line down the middle of our lives. We want the good people on one side and the bad people on the other. We want our hearts to be completely free of doubt. Our families to be entirely free of conflict. And our world to be free of pain. Yet, Monday morning reminds us that the life is really that simple. The field is tangled. In today's gospel, Jesus describes this exact frustration. The farmer sows a good seed, but under the cover of darkness, an enemy sleeps into the field and scatters darnel, a toxic weed that in its early stages looks absolutely identical to wheat. When the green blades finally shoot up, the truth is exposed. The roots are thoroughly wrapped around each other in the dark soil. The servants are panicked. They want to fix it and they want to fix it now. Now, they ask, shall we go and pull them up? And the master says, no, if you pull up the weeds, you will destroy the wheat too. Let them grow together. That is an incredible hard answer for us to accept. Because everything inside us wants to do the exact opposite. The master is telling us to live with the tension. He is telling us that for now, we have to endure the presence of the very things that threatens to ruin us. And friends, we feel that tension so deeply today. We can feel it when we look at the news or walk down our high streets. There is a heavy weight in the air across the communities right now. People are exhausted. We look at the anger and the division around us and we wonder, why is it so messy? Why can't we just fix it? But the struggle isn't just out there in society. If we are honest, I touched on this in my last sermon. If we are honest, the deepest tangles are in our homes. It is the quiet strain in a marriage. It's the child you are losing sleep over. It's the temptation you thought you conquered years ago creeping back into your thoughts this week. We have the peace of Christ, yet anxiety still knocks at the door. We believe in a healing God, yet my friends, many of us are sitting here in pain. This is exactly what the Saint Paul is talking about in Romans 8, our first reading, when he says, we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait. Groan inwardly as we wait. My friends, the Holy Spirit does not protect us from the pain of the world. In fact, the Holy Spirit makes us more sensitive to it. We groan because we can see how beautiful God's creation was meant to be. And we can see how deeply broken it currently is. We live in the already but not yet. The victory has already been won on the cross, but the final harvest has not yet been gathered. And in this tangled middle, my friends, we are incredibly tempted to play the role of the weed puller. We look at our church, our communities, our own families, and we start ripping things up. We become harsh, judgmental, and impatient, forgetting how shallow our own judgment really is. We see actions, God sees heart. We see a person's present mess, God sees their future redemption. My friends, consider the disciple Peter for a minute. On the night Jesus was arrested, Peter looked an awful lot like a weed. He denied Jesus. Just to check, you're with me. How many times? Oh, you're with me. Good. Thank you. Yes, he denied Jesus 3 times. He saw he didn't know him. If the other disciples had been in charge of cleaning up the field that night, they might have pulled Peter up by the roots and thrown him away. But the master was patient. He let Peter grow, and few weeks later, that same Peter, my brothers and sisters, my friends, stood up on the day of Pentecost and preached a sermon that brought 3,000 people into the kingdom of God. 3,000 people. Saint Augustine reflected on this parable by reminding the church that today's weed may become tomorrow's wheat. If the God were not patient with the tangled field, not one of us would be sitting in these chairs today. Not one of us. The sower has been patient with our doubts, patient with our stumbles, and patient with our quiet, secret struggles. The patience is not because God compromises with evil. The sower takes sin seriously. But he didn't just look down on our tangled field from a distance. He climbed down into the dirt. Jesus stepped directly into the middle of our messy lives. He let himself be surrounded by our brokenness. On the cross, he carried the worst of human hatred and violence for us. He took the poison of this world into his own body so it would never have to stay in ours. And when, my friends, he rose from the dead, he broke the power of the weeds forever. Forever. So my friends, how do we live in this tangled middle? We live with hopeful patience. We stop trying to be the judges of the world. Stop trying to be judges of the world. We release our tight, anxious grip on the timing of God. We release it. We look at the brokenness around us, and instead of reacting with anger, we react with mercy. Instead of pulling people up, we pray that God will continue his work in them, and we look at our own hearts with all their mixed motives, doubts and struggle, and we breathe a sigh of relief. We remember that there is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. We do not have to a perfectly pristine, weed-free life to be loved by God, my friends. We just have to belong to the sower. The field is messy, but my friends, the master is faithful. Trust him with your tangled places. Trust him with the timing. The harvest is coming, and he will not lose a single grain of his wheat. May God bless us all. Amen.